I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
Standing in for Michael Herzog today, who's trying to catch up on a lot of work. I know the feeling, because you'd be surprised at even the talks I do on cutting through the matrix, how much time that takes to do. Not so much the talk, but all the formatting, etc., that goes in and the uploading to all the different sites. But I'd encourage you all to go in there and look at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and alanwattsentinel.eu. For many, many free talks I've given over the last few years on this agenda and all how it ties together, all the parts that are intricately woven together, interwoven, like the finest silk, all the huge organizations and branches and the top executive leaders, and how they work in politics and in as the CEOs of big international corporations. We're under a type of fascism at the top, which is to run the people at the bottom under a form of communism. And that's the trick of it, is the big axe of the fasci stands above the moon and the star of communism. And that's really what the old side stood for, Saturn. Now, I believe there's some callers coming in. Feel free to call in. And we'll have a chat. Maybe I can answer some of your questions for you. Meanwhile, I'll continue with what I'm talking about now, which is how the Twin Towers basically was a signal, a world signal, a big occultic bang to set off a new part of the agenda, the next phase, which is the new world taking a system into the rest of the world. A new world order, basically. The speech given by Daddy Bush, or Poppy Bush, which is more appropriate since he has big dealings with the cocaine that comes in from the heroin and the poppies grown in Afghanistan. In his speech back in 90 and in 91, both given on September the 11th, by the way, on the new world order, a term he kept using but would never really explain to the public. It wasn't meant for the public, because the public, you see, are kept in the dark. It was for the high members of his own circle, like the Skull and Bones, you know, the pirate flag, the old Templar symbol. But that's what it was meant for. A new world order coming into view, he said. A big idea. Again, it goes back to the old goddess, the goddess that was born out of the head of Zeus, and some will say Kronos, self-willed into existence by its own power and intellect, a new order of things, a warrior-type creed that would run over and rule over, and therefore was dressed in armor and carrying weaponry. That was their symbol. That's why they chose 9/11 for the date. It's interesting that 9/11, as we all know, became the emergency call number for all those guys in uniform, a term they also used after 9/11 happened, when Rumsfeld said, "I want everyone in uniform, even the postman, to put it on."
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Antonio, July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Back again, playing for Michael Herzog on this Friday. And I'm talking about how this world is to be standardized. It's simply too untidy for this elite, you see. Untidiness means inefficiency. And these boys at the top want complete and pure efficiency. That is why the next big religion is to be knocked down is Islam. And Islam is so different, you see, in so many ways. It's a complete culture tied up with the religion. And that's very inefficient. They might disobey. And, of course, they knew they would get some retaliation when they go in. Every country that's invaded always does retaliate, you hope, anyway. At least there's some survival process still working there. And now it's turned into a propaganda war, as we hear about all these nasty people over there who aren't too pleased about being invaded and run by a foreign power. Propaganda is used again in all wars to basically lie to the people that must be supportive of the war, and that's the general public. We don't realize in today's complex world that that little vote that you get, you don't really get to pick the person that you think you're picking. You're presented with a bunch to pick from, no different than the Politburo of the Soviet era. And you don't realize, though, you are giving your power, you're acquiescing all your power to that person to do as he wishes by using your name. And that means going to war as well. They never mention these things when you vote them in, of course. They never mention they have upcoming wars planned and takeovers of entire continents and the resources. But nevertheless, if people would just stop voting for a change instead of voting and never learning, the ones at the top would have to come forward for the first time. They really run your country. And you'll see that, lo and behold, it wouldn't collapse after all. It would still be just as totalitarian, perhaps a little more so, quicker. But you would see the teeth out as they forced you to go along with them one way or another. We're dealing with brutal types at the top, very brutal types. Killing millions is nothing to them, never has been. World War II was completely set up in advance. Every historian that has written about the Versailles Treaty signed after World War I said that treaty guaranteed a second war with Germany because they could never pay off the debts, the reparations that was demanded of them. They had no option but to eventually fight it out or go under and starve to death. We know that they ended up fighting it out. We also know that the big corporations like GM, ITT, and the Rockefeller Foundations, Baxter Laboratories, a whole plethora of big companies in the West, including many belonging to Rothschilds, financed Hitler into power. They financed the Nazi war machine. They financed IG Farben, the umbrella company that all of these independent corporations went under. They produced all the armaments for Germany. The stock exchanges still went on through from New York and London all during World War II to these companies via Switzerland. And the big boys got rich and fat, as always, during wars, because Rothschild himself said he makes most of his money when the blood is running in the streets. And that's never changed. And no one was ever brought up after it for trading with the enemy and got actually charged and put away. If you go into the history of the Bush family, you'll find that one of them actually was charged, but eventually they managed to pay their way out of it. Again, nothing new under the sun. They financed their enemies into being. They used them to change the world. World War II was to change the world and society. Without World War II, Winston Churchill admitted, he could never have pulled off their great idea of amalgamating Europe, something that he was completely for. The man who told the British public that to fight these terrible Nazi demons to preserve the British way of life was telling his own peer group and parties, many parties, did parties every night, that this was the best thing that ever happened, this war, because he said, we shall realize our dreams of a united Europe. Well, the public didn't know about that, did they? They might not have gone off to fight for war if they knew that. So the public are lied to in all times when it comes to scheduled wars. Professor Carl Quigley defined wars and what the purposes were. And apart from the profit-making motives, he said the primary primary purpose of war is to change the cultures on a societal level on all participating sides. And that's what they did, because government grows so massively during wars, whether it's an active physical war or a cold war, government expands drastically. And today we have this war on terror, and if you've noticed, terror has been redefined. It's constantly being updated, and there's new topics being put under terror. Someone withholding taxes, or even forgetting or haven't put the right amount down for taxes, is now considered a financial terrorist. If you're talking about certain subjects, you're anti-government, a term borrowed right from the Soviet Union, and you're also put down as a terrorist. I guess you're a speech terrorist, a propaganda terrorist. Well, that's the state of the world as it is today. It's going to get a lot worse. The majority of the people will go along quite happily with it, thinking they're going to be quite safe. They'll watch their 6 o'clock news. They'll parrot their 6 o'clock news. They will not want to hear anything different. And I'm sure you've all had someone put their hand to their ears and say, I don't want to hear that, when you tell them some of the truth. Because it's almost as if by knowing some of the truth, they might be guilty of something, guilty of knowing. Maybe that's what they're really afraid of. And you'll find that as a fact. I keep telling people, don't waste your time trying to wake up those nearest and dearest to you, because the odds of them waking up, when maybe 1 in 10,000 can wake up, is very slim, to find someone in your own family who can do it at the same time. You also find that in the writings of Nero and Tacitus and others, that they give speeches on how they would alter a society to a totalitarian society, how they would get people to give up their rights and freedoms under the threat of terror. And they said they would aim all of their safety precautions towards the female, because women, by nature, expect, and in the old days anyway, they expected the men to bear the problems and deal with them. Nothing has changed, even though they've had a liberation forced upon them by technology and science and the birth control pill, but nothing has really changed. They still don't really want to hear. Most of them don't want to know. Some of the older ones do, because with age comes wisdom. Today we don't have enough of wise older people around. They've been shunned by society. That was done on purpose, because in the early 1900s, the big tables, the round tables, and the Communist Party too said they'd have to break up the generations so that the wise ones would be put into old age homes and despised by the young. They would have to break up the family, and they've done that very, very well. If you're older today, you don't count. You're somehow senile or silly, or you're in a second childhood, and so your words fall on deaf ears if you have any wisdom at all. Unfortunately, most of them today don't have any wisdom to pass on. They have never woken up themselves through their entire lives, because for a generation or two, we've been spoiled. We've been spoiled not by hard work and rewards. We've been spoiled by a glut of credit cards, easy credit, pay later, low terms, to keep us all happy, buying rewards to please ourselves. Rewards, just like you train a rat to pull a lever and collect its reward. And that's how people live today. They think that's natural. You work for a month or so or a week, then you go off and buy yourself some goodie that's supposed to fulfill your life for you. Every ad on television tells you that if you buy this particular toothbrush, you have a happy smile all day long, or whatever else they're selling. And we know it's a farce. We know it's untrue. But people want to believe in that, because they have no faith in people anymore. They don't believe they can have happiness with other people anymore. Everyone has been divided scientifically through an indoctrination process from the time they were born. A scientific technique, as Aldous Huxley called it, and Russell, and many more of the same ilk. This scientific technique starts with education as young as kindergarten.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
From San Diego.
How are you doing?
Oh, good. It's a pleasure to talk to you finally. I've been listening to your shows for a long time, and I have a few questions I wanted to ask. Well, one of the questions is, if you begin to look inside yourself and you find, because like I'm starting to look inside myself and find things that are, some things where I have empathy for people and around the world, and other things that are psychopathic or evil, and if you have that and I'm disturbed by it, can you change it, or is it just a, sort of a product of your breeding and you can't change it? Can you overcome it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And also another question I have is that thing you were talking on Henry or Palmgren of Sweden, Red Ice House, that thing you were talking about in ancient times where your soul and your spirit merge together. How do you know that has happened? Is it something like Is it like a burning bush type experience, or is it just a sort of a feeling? How does one know that they have crossed that?
Yeah, well, the old story has always been in all ages of know thyself. It sounds so simple until you look at yourself. And in all ancient societies, and in higher Christianity, I'm talking about the ancient Christianity, not anything that evolved from Rome, but in higher Christianity, they had to come to the big question of good and evil, which is the same thing. It was matter versus spirit. In the world of matter, we have to eat and survive, and there's a tendency to be ruthless and to acquire out of this fear of dying through lack of food or clothing and shelter, etc. So, but on the other hand, too, we also knew as human beings there was something much higher to all of this than just the world of matter. And a very clever priest came along and started to fool the public and control them through this need to contact something higher than themselves. But again, the ancients knew that you didn't need priests because it all happened within you. Your mind was the universe. All knowledge was contained within you. But get to know yourself, because you do have the tendencies to be a tyrant or a very benevolent sort of a decent person, a giver. And that's been the battle all down through the ages. However, in ancient times, they also talked also about the deviant creation, which was the psychopathic type, the ones that they knew were born within society with no conscience and no empathy. It simply was not there. And these are the ones who always rise to the top, especially in money systems. They dominate it, and then they dominate the people through the money and armies and force. As far as knowing when you were complete, you'll find lots of the writings, again, of the ancient Greeks, who all studied in Egypt in the higher mystery schools, and they said that when the other part, your soulmate, and that's what it really meant then, your soulmate approached only at your beckoning, not a spirit guide or anything like that, something that was simply separated from you a long time ago. When it came towards you, your personality, your mind became fulfilled, you became complete, and it altered you completely. You understood the good and the bad, but you also knew how to control the forces that were innate within you. That's what it used to always mean.
Right.
It's a very deep subject, and I could go on for hours on it, but that's a brief synopsis of it.
Can I make an observation?
Yeah.
I noticed that, when I examined myself, too, like, I noticed that if you don't have a piece of land where you could feed yourself, if you have to depend on money or on the system, it's almost impossible to be perfect, to not affect somebody over, like for example, I've been noticing so many corporations that we buy from that they're involved in horrible genocide in Africa, and how the U.S. is depriving people of Uganda of their land, and case after case, and I noticed that, like, everything we buy, everything that we live in society is attached to death and destruction, and so like, I guess we have to, like, try to do the best we can and speak out and try to, you know, pull back from society as much as we can, and yet at the same time not be a complete hermit. I guess that's what I'm, and I'm wondering.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. See, most people, as you probably know, don't care where their food comes from. Mm-hmm. They don't care where anything comes from as long as they can buy it cheap in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care if it's child labor that's making something, which it often is from China.
Mm-hmm.
They have no empathy. You understand, in today's society, it isn't just saving the good people who are everywhere. There's a minority of good people in today's society because most of the public have the same mindset as the elite themselves.
Mm.
That's what's becoming very evident.
Yeah.
They support any war that's going on as long as they can benefit from it themselves, and they don't lose anything through it. They're psychopathic in their traits, in fact, even in their own interpersonal relationships. They can't keep them, or else they're after something from someone else. They have the psychopathic traits. We have a psychopathic culture.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Hi, I'm David White of the Glorious Dregs, and I support Ron Paul for president in 2008. Please join us when the Ron Paul Revolution sweeps through San Antonio on Saturday, July 28th.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello. I'm Alan Watt filling in for Michael Herzog, and we're talking there from a caller on some Jewish influence in this New World Order, this Zionism, basically. Now, Zionism has many levels of meaning, depending on what circle you join. And you have to go back in history to find out, really, how this whole world agenda was planned, when it was planned, who participated, and which groups were to be involved. And if you go back to the writings of John Stuart Mill, who was an economist in England in the 1700s, and then his son took over of the same name, also an economist working for the nobility and the elite establishment of London, they drafted up a series of races which would be useful to achieve this end. In fact, they also drew up a list of races they completely considered inferior, which should not be allowed to come through. They saw them as being destructive and would have to be eliminated. Hitler gets the blame of drafting these up. He simply copied them from Mills and H.G. Wells, who worked for the British elite. H.G. Wells wrote a summary of history called History of the World, Part 1 and 2. It was finished by his son in New York. But he also drafted up the list of chosen peoples that would be useful for the dominant minority to use to bring it all about. And they chose to bring in Jewish people because they said they had great management experience and great education. They'd proven that through times of turbulence and horror, they could still come through on top. They were survivalists, and they were very good, of course, at managing the money system. And so they decided to bring in what eventually was called Zionism. However, it was run from London. And other groups apart from the Zionists were to come into this. You would understand that the top of Zionism, which was funded, in fact, into existence by not just Rothschild, but also by the British establishment, at the top, they're all psychopathic, and you have them in every culture. And they can be the head of some group in China, or the heads of some of the Hindu groups. They don't care what name they give themselves at the top or what cover they go under. A psychopath is a psychopath. And you have a world club of the elite psychopaths today. You have aristocracy amongst them all. You have Jewish aristocracy that never mixes with the ordinary Jewish person. And they intermarry too and interbreed at a higher level. You'll find the Balfour Declaration, if you go read the whole thing, it's very interesting, because Balfour, who was the Prime Minister of England at the time, also went through this process of why they had to set up an outpost in the Middle East, and they would use the Jews to do it, and they would set up an Armagh. If you understand what Armagh meant, it was setting up a British post in Ireland. That would cause mayhem down up to the present day with Catholics and Protestants. You put a foreign people in the midst of people that you want to conquer. They create eternal strife, and there has to be a resolution down the road as people become war-weary. Well, that's why they set up the State of Israel. The British government pulled thousands and thousands of troops from the World War I fronts, the trenches in Europe, and put them into the Middle East to take over Palestine from the Ottoman Empire, the Turkish Empire that ruled it at the time. Britain did the fighting. Britain took it over. And Lord Storrs was put over that on behalf of the Queen as the Consular General. And he ran Palestine. You should read his books as they set up the future state of Israel. The books are called The Orientations, and read his memoirs as well. Lots of good information written from the horse's mouth. And he also said, we are setting up a new Ulster. As opposed to an Armagh, but an Ulster. We're setting it up in the Middle East. It would serve Britain for years to come. There's more to this than meets the eye.
Well, that's very interesting what you're saying, but I also was told by a couple of sources that the British royalty as well, which, I mean, you know this because you're an expert with this, but the British royalty as well as the Spanish royalty as well as the Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands are not the real royalty at all, that they are really Rothschild or Rothschild. People can
have Coburg-Gotha is the real name. They're Prussian.
Right, they're but they're Jewish. Yeah, but they're not German. They're Jewish Khazarian. Matter of fact, the Queen Elizabeth, they're really that inbreeding when they marry into each other, that's Khazarian. Jewish.
What you'll find at the top is that the psychopaths who have power and money will breed with any other people with power and money and who are also psychopaths. See, we're so easy with this, we want to find a specific target, because obviously the ordinary Gentile guy couldn't do this monstrous stuff to Gentiles. Well, that's hogwash. The history of this world is with people beating up other people, sometimes the guy living next door to you. We are certainly capable of being very destructive to our own people. Read your own histories.
Yeah, but I look read stuff with the ancient Germanic tribes and even the ancient Scandinavians, you know, the ancient Norse from Norway and Sweden and stuff. I mean, long before Christianity even came around, they did not interbreed with each other. Like these Khazar royalty, even the ones they were back then, they would call a so-called king. He wasn't called a king, but in that kind of format position, they didn't interbreed with their own sister and brother. This stuff is a very Jew type thing.
Yeah,
and I was told.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing: the ancient Egyptians did it too.
Well,
so
yeah,
did the ancient Sumerians.
You talk about the Luciferian Egyptians when the Luciferian religion took over the original pagan religion of Egypt, because Egypt is really could be 10,000 years old. But like Osiris compared to Ra, isn't Osiris really a fake god, which is a representation of the sun?
It's nothing to do with gods. It's nothing to do with gods. It's all esoteric. That means nothing to do with actual.
Right. It's a representation of man's intellect and of Lucifer, which is representation of intellect. I mean, the Osiris and the all-seeing eye. The illumined mind.
It's even deeper than that. And you'll find even the Akkadians, who came in initially into Sumer and started the whole ball of wax rolling off, married their sisters, and they were not Semitic people.
Well, let me ask this about Hitler, before I let you go, move on to another caller. Otto says that Hitler might have been related to Rothschild, even though he didn't like Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Have you came across something that's similar?
There's a lot of information that he may have been, according to his mother, who they claim was a housekeeper for the Rothschild family. However, you'll never know for sure. See, these things are wonderful for speculation, because without the ultimate proof, that's all you're left with is speculation.
But he wrote another book called New World Order, did he? I mean, along with Mein Kampf, didn't he write another book, but it's not widely circulated, called The New World Order?
Oh, yeah, he used the term, but he wasn't the first to use the term New World Order.
But didn't he write a second book?
Yeah, he did write a couple of books, yeah.
Okay, so it's a couple of books. It's more than two?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of articles he put out in magazines as well over the years.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about two books. I mean, when he came into power, and I'm not talking about the pre artist Hitler, I'm sure he did a lot of different things. I'm talking about once he was in power, when he had his political thing that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He supposedly wrote two books. I know Mein Kampf, but there's supposedly, Otto said there's another one, but it's not widely circulated. It's not many copies around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Called New World Order. Well, I had somebody read the unexpurgated edition of Mein Kampf. I'm going to say this, I'm going to go, because I know you got other callers. I'm not saying all Jews, and I'm not necessarily sympathize with National Socialism per se, even on German extraction.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy, according to the person who did read almost the whole thing, and this was an unchanged book, I think it was Hearst and Blackett edition, that guy really did know those people. I mean, I'm not making a joke. The stuff that's going on now, the stuff that happens about them when they go in any country, and like you can see how we should be very third, we should be very mixed and diverse, but yet Israel should stay all Jewish. All the stuff that he's saying about when they take over, look what they're doing right now with the gold market. Gold is going up to 680 something. Now, see, when gold goes past 690, sometimes discuss this with Robbie Noel from Republic Trading Group. They try to sell down so many tons and hammer the gold down, you know, lower the price.
Well, it isn't just them. I'll tell you, the biggest players in the market for gold in the world, and they always have been, are the last ones you'd think of, because it's India. The Brahmins of India sit in the largest untapped reserves of gold, but the biggest purchase of gold in the entire planet.
Yeah, but they're not manipulating it like the House of Rothschild is, in other words.
They all manipulate it.
I thought they're just buying it for their own.
No, they hoard it too, and they.
Oh, so they're flipping it. They're bouncing it back and forth between them to Rothschild to China, and they're all playing together.
These guys all play together. At the top, as I say, these characters don't care what titular religion you were christened or born under. They don't care as long as you're one of them. You're one of an established elite that have proven their worth.
Some of them don't want to sell because they know what's coming up. Even the Chinese.
It doesn't matter.
Sell it back to Rothschild, then
this system that's going
to
come in is going to be a system where you won't have any money. You'll have credits given by government.
Yeah, like that thing in Star Trek, right? Like Gene Roddenberry.
It's been written about by the elite themselves. They said this 100 years ago they'd bring this in.
Yeah, but didn't Gene Roddenberry write that in the Star Trek thing? Because in the Star Trek movie, they were talking about credits when they're buying.
That's right.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you go. All
okay.
right. Nice talking to you. Excellent show.
Yep. And I think now there's also Roger. Is it Roger? Is it Pencil? Well, that was Roger, was it? Was it Roger?
This is. How you doing?
Not so bad. How are you?
Well, thank you. I appreciate the show. And I don't mean to even sound like I'm locking horns with you. Because I'm really not. Just, well, it will sound a little that way at first. But, you know, the psychopathic, the term, is sort of a atheistic substitute for the sin nature, which is universal to present-day man, of course. All sins are now converted to disorders, and the only thing to be guilty of anymore is guilt, I guess,
mm-hmm.
per se, but not any, we have all our sins reduced to these atheized terms. But I thought you were suggesting earlier that, you know, in the physical and material plane that maybe it implied that all physical existence was inherently evil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not quite stating that quite right, but that's been one of the, I think, fallacies. Now, the Presbyterians, as characterized by, I guess, Calvin's tulip doctrine, with a T being total depravity, held that all creation was depraved or fallen and affected by the sin nature, including, you might say, inanimate objects,
mm-hmm.
were also part of the fall.
Yeah, the fall is the fall into matter. That's what it means.
Well,
you fall into the world of matter, where there are fixed laws in matter. And it's true enough, you either eat or you work or you die. That kind of thing. The problem is to become so engrossed in the world of matter. And it'd be much easier if I dominate all of you and then you keep me in a good lifestyle, then I don't have to worry about all those fears anymore. And that's the problem, you see, with the world of matter. That's how the elite arise, and they're able to dominate everyone else by generally using a money system. The ancient people, remember, had no money of any kind. And they lived in a tribal-type setting where everyone in the tribe was important to the tribe, regardless of your fitness physically or anything else. No one was left out of the tribe. And money really was the corrupting factor that allowed an elite to get a leisure class that could study and study over time and then become basically a priesthood that could then dominate you, the only learned class. So money was the key. Without money, you couldn't have had this leisured class that could sit and plan a future for the rest of the people. And the temptation in the world of matter is to become pragmatic, to do that which is practical until you throw out anything which is of a humanitarian nature. And so you have an aberrant type creature, and that is the psychopath. The psychopath can rationalize any evil act against other people to please his own ego. They have no problems with that. They have no conscience. It's difficult for ordinary people to understand someone existing like that, but there are many of them who live and exist like that today.
You know, I think the word pragmatism is almost inherently pejorative, certainly in the sense in which it's used in the political realm, as being, you know, apart from any moral considerations.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce, jam packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hello, I'm Alan Watt, filling in for Michael Herzog, who's up to his eyes in work on this Friday, as are we all indeed. And I don't know if there's any more callers, but I'd like you all to check in to my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com and alanwattsentientcentral.eu. You'll find transcripts in different languages of my talks made available. You can download them for free. And I'd like to thank all the staff out there that are doing this all for me from all over the world. Very busy people who do care what happens in this world and are doing something about it. And I'll be on for the first half with John Stadtmiller coming up in a few minutes. And I'd like to close off this second hour with just stating the fact again that you have to look at the elite of all cultures, all peoples. You'll find they gain their power by the same means, by being ruthless and cunning, and by dominating and slaughtering people down through the years. Now you have one big club, a club that goes under many names. The Illuminati is simply the lowest term they'll use. With